When I started studying for this sermon, that I had a lot of thoughts that went through my mind and a lot of things that were running through, and I couldn't really depict on what I thought God wanted me to preach on. It took me a while. It took me quite some time of praying and just meditating upon those things. And there's a few different thoughts that I have, but I guess the main title, if I were to title this sermon, would be Leaning on God. To lean on God. And I was thinking about the moment that I got saved, and really the moment that anybody gets saved, and what that feeling is, and what that feels like. And we always talk about if we could get back to that moment, that one moment when we got saved, and we could live our lives in that moment, just having that exact same feeling that we did the moment we got saved, the world would be a better place. I think we could all agree on that. Is that if we could get back to that spot, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and what I could do in my life to where I could get my heart to that point, where I could get my soul and my spirit back to that point. And in that moment that I got saved, I truly leaned on God. That's all I did. It wasn't anything that I did. But I just leaned on God, and I gave everything to Him. And I gave up because I knew He was the only one that could take care of all my problems. He was going to be the only one in that moment that could give me the answer to my question. He gave me salvation as a gift, and all I had to do was lean on Him. And I think nowadays what's happened is that we've gotten so far away from that moment, and as we get older, we get further away from that moment, and we stop leaning on God quite as much. We start leaning on our own selves, and we become self-sufficient. And I think that's the way society is that we lean upon ourselves, and we lean upon our friends and our family, and we look to them for answers. Well, that moment when we were lost, from when we were lost to the moment that we got saved, we didn't lean on our friends. We didn't lean on our family. We let everything go, and we leaned on God, and He took care of it like that. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, I'll probably start reading at about verse 1. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. This is Solomon talking here, and it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." It says to not lean upon your own understanding. Don't lean upon what you think is right. Just because you think that you may have the answer, and just because I think that I may have the answer, it's probably not perfect. There's probably some flaw that's going to go wrong in that situation if we lean fully upon ourselves. That you see, God is omniscient, and He sees everything. He sees everything that happens in every individual's life, and that's why His guidance is perfect. Because if me and Jessica are having a problem, and I think that something is right, and that I think what I'm saying is right, it may feel like it is, but God telling me in my heart through prayer what is correct, that's the right decision that we need to make in everything. His decision is perfect because He sees everything. He understands everything. He created everything. When we lean on Him, He gives us answers to every question. But it's not always on our own time. We become impatient, and we want to see things happen, and we want to see them happen right then. And if things don't change immediately in our lives, we become impatient, and we get a little irritated with God and say, "Well, why haven't you changed this yet? Why hasn't this happened? Well, my aunt, you know, has been lost for however many years, and my whole family, we all could have just given up and said, you know, it's never going to happen." But it wasn't in our time. It was God's time. And in that moment when He saved her, He took care of everything perfectly. And in every tribulation that we have in our life, every problem, every little thing that seems so big, if we just turn it all over to Him and lean on Him and use God as a crutch, He'll take care of it. No matter how big, small it may seem, He'll take care of it. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. It says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. I think a lot of times what happens is that we want to see things happen for us. We want our own personal benefit. We want the blessings to come and shower down upon our lives. We want to see things happen for our own benefit. Because we're most important, right? That's the way it feels. But it says to love the Lord God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and all thy soul. To love Him. I think when we do works for God and when we work and when we try to see things change and see things prosper, we shouldn't do them for our own benefit. We shouldn't do it because we want blessings. We shouldn't do it because we want to be looked at as a higher individual than somebody else. We do it for God's benefit. We do it for God's benefit. And that's what happens a lot of times, I believe, is that we go out and we try to see things happen, and we try to do good things and talk to people and spread the gospel. But are we praying before we do that? Are we doing those things because God's telling us to do them? Or because we just think we should do them? We have to do things on God's time and when God wants us to. That's why we're leaning on Him. When you lean on God, you're drawing a little bit closer to Him. And you can hear Him a little bit better, and you can feel Him a little bit more. So His direction becomes a little bit more clear. It becomes very hard. Y'all heard, if anybody was here during revival, you heard me talk about standing in one room and God standing in another room. And if you close the door, it becomes very hard to hear what God would want you to do in your life. But we have to open that door and try to stand in the same room that God's in. So that when He tells us to do something, we can hear Him. And there are no walls, there are no barriers between us and Him. His direction, His guidance, His pathway is always right. We all know that. Anybody that's ever been saved knows that God's path is the correct path, no matter what the situation is. No matter what the situation is. So we have to do things for God and choose His path because we love Him. And because we care about Him and we want to serve Him. Because He created us. I had a friend that said, that's kind of selfish that you refer to yourself as a servant for God. That you have to serve Him. But He created me. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be standing here right now. I could drop dead at any moment, and it would be because of God. I could get a blessing right now, and it would be because of God. I could smile, and it would be because of God. Everything that happens in my life is because of my Creator. And that's what we're striving for. That's why we lean on Him, because He created all things. And all things are perfect through Him. Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He will strengthen you through every tribulation. He will strengthen you through every problem that you have in your life. If you lean on Him, if you lean on Him and you trust Him, like Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, if you trust Him. There's a game that we used to play, and I still play it, I guess, every now and again. It's called the trust fall. And what happens is you stand one spot and your friend stands in another, and they turn around and they put their arms out and they fall. And they have to trust you to catch them. They're not seeing you. They can't see you. But when you catch them, they can feel you. And that's what life is with God, is that He's that friend standing there waiting to catch you. And when you're standing away from Him, you can't feel Him. But when you put all your trust in Him and you fall back and He catches you, you can feel Him. It's like the wind. You can't see Him. But you can feel it. You know every direction that it blows. And you can see its effects. That's the most important and most beautiful thing about the wind, is that you can see the effects when it chooses to blow. So when God chooses for you to do something, and God tells you to do something, that's when you'll see the effects. That's when you'll see the wind. That's when you'll feel Him. Is when you trust Him and you listen. No matter how different it may seem. Because there's been things in my life that I've done just talking to people, and I had no idea why I was talking to that person. I had no idea. But I saw the effects. Me and that person drew a little bit closer to each other. That relationship became a little bit stronger because I waited till when God was ready. And then with His help, that seed was planted in that person's mind, and that person got saved. But it was on God's time. It wasn't on my own. It wasn't because I tried to rush the situation. It wasn't anything that I did. So we have to be patient. That is so difficult. It's today in society, it's very get things done, get them done today, and move on and go on to the next thing. We have to be patient. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, if you want to turn with me there. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Patient and praying. Those two things are very hard to do at times, it seems like. Because we get so busy and we get so bottled up with all the things of the world and things that we think are important. And that patience becomes very difficult. And that time to set aside for prayer seems like it can be a little bit of a hassle. But we have to set aside those times so we can try to draw closer to God. So that we can try to walk a little bit closer with God and understand God just a little bit more. So we can listen to God. Listening to God is so difficult at times because we have our own agenda. Our agenda should always be ready. It should be written in pencil. We'll put it that way. Your agenda should be written in pencil. So if God tells you something otherwise, you should be able to erase it. And then write down in pen what God wants you to do. Because pen is permanent. And what God wants you to do should be permanent. It should be the number one thing at the top of our agenda every single day. I'm not saying to literally write out everything that you're going to do in pencil. I'm saying to know and to listen to what God wants you to do. And be willing to change at the drop of a hat because He says so. Just because He says so. We have to trust Him and we have to listen to Him. Jesus says, he who hath ears, let him hear. He says that four times in the Bible. He that hath ears, let him hear. We all have ears. We all can listen. We all have hearts that can be touched, that can listen. Our soul can listen. And we have to be willing. We have to be willing to lean on God in everything that we do. So the four main things when leaning on God, it takes quite a bit of attributes to lean on God. It's not just so simple just to lean. There's some attributes. So you've got trust. You have to trust Him. You have to be patient. It's His time, not yours. You have to listen and be willing to do what He says to do. And you have to do all three of those things because you love God. Not because you love yourself. Not because you love the friend that you may be doing it for. You love the blessing that you think is going to come from it. You will be blessed. You will be blessed if you just trust in Him and you follow His will. You have to lean on Him in life. Life was created by God. Your life was created by God. My life was created by God. And we live for Him. So we have to trust Him. And we have to love Him. And we have to be patient. We can't be a fast people. I think a lot of times, that's what happens. You know, this church has been sitting here for a long time. And we haven't seen a ton of new people come in recently. and we haven't seen a ton of things change. And maybe it's time to. Maybe right now is the right time that things change. But we have to be patient. We're looking for a pastor right now. And we want to see one behind this pulpit so badly. And we want to see that leadership. We want to see somebody stand up here that can be our pastor. But we have to be patient. Because we don't know where that man is in the world. That man can be in California. But on God's time, He'll let us know. And He'll tell us who that man is supposed to be. And who's supposed to be back here. And He'll allow us to know. That's the great thing. Is that He's not a God that's just going to keep it all to Himself. He's not a God that's not going to tell you anything and is going to leave you out in the rain without an umbrella. He's not that kind of God. He's going to give you direction. He's going to give us direction as a church. And we have to be patient. But we also have to be willing to listen to who He says. We can't be so eager to make that decision right off the bat, no matter what it is with our church. We can't be so eager just to make that decision. We should be prayerful about it. And we should know that that's what God wants us to do. And everything that we do, it's to lift up Jesus' name. And everything that we do, I don't care what it is. So when we select a pastor, when we see this thing about our church changed or this thing about our church changed, it should be for the benefit of Christ, not for our own benefit. Not because we necessarily want to see more people in here because we need more attraction for our grandkids or things of that sort. Those things are all great. But it should most importantly be because we want to see God's name lifted up. And we want to see more people in here because that just means more people that are worshiping. That's just more soldiers for Christ. That's just more worshipers. That's just more Christians. We should want to see people in here because we want to have more people that we can talk to about our Savior. That we can open up to about our Savior. That we can go out into the world and spread longer distances. We'll say there's, today, 21 people in Sunday school. How much of the world do you think that covers? How much of Middle Tennessee do you think that covers? Not very much. So let's say that there's 40 people here this morning. We're not covering a whole lot of ground. We're not covering a whole lot of area. But if we listen to what God wants us to do, and we're patient, and we trust Him, and we love Him, we'll see this church grow. We'll see this church grow in everything. In population, in love for one another, in works. You'll see more saved individuals. I know it. Because this Bible right here tells me. It tells me to trust in Him. And He'll take care of everything. So it seems like we have a lot of problems and a lot of things that are going on in our church right now. But be patient and be willing to do whatever your own job is. Whatever it may be, do it. That's my message this morning. That's what God put upon my heart. But I want everybody to focus on the four things, the four attributes that it takes to lean on God. Trust, patience, to listen, and to do all three of those things because you love God. Take it out into the world, take it outside this church, and use it. Use those four things. Even when you feel uncomfortable, step out of that comfort zone and help somebody, or talk to somebody, or do something for somebody else. Because the love of God has been instilled in you when He gave you the gift of salvation. Do things for Christ. The one that walked this earth perfectly. He understands everything that we go through. Me and Alyssa kind of talked about that a little bit in Sunday school, is that Christ lived and died and walked the earth. So when we think that we can't call upon God because He may not understand the situation, well, He does, because Jesus walked this earth. He had temptations. He had hard times, much harder times than what we have today. Much harder times. Think about the things that He went through. Lean on God. He'll direct you down the right path every time. That's my message. I hope in some little way it might have an effect, and that we would all apply it. Taking a message and applying it to your life is the most important thing. You can come to church and you can sit down and you can allow it to go one ear and out the other, but that does nobody any good. So I ask everybody that's in this room, including myself, to take this message and try to be a better soldier for Christ. To try to be a little bit better soldier. That's my message. Is there a word upon anybody's heart? I know it was scrambled. And I apologize for that.
No, and I enjoyed your message very much.
I appreciate that. Appreciate this. Anybody else?
Dylan, I was saying, I truly enjoyed your message this morning. I really did. That's funny. Some of that went along with my Sunday school lesson. That's amazing how God does that. I want to remind everybody that after church, immediately after church, after we dismiss, we'll have a conference. Our business meeting here. So everybody that can, please stay. It may be a little longer than what they have been in the past because we've got two different business meetings to kind of catch up on. So everybody make that come out.
Appreciate this. Anybody else? I'll say this, that if you're a member of this church, we're supposed to be a business meeting because it's the business of the church. You can have no say in it if you walk outside, get in that car, and drive off. And you'll just hear about what happened rather than being a part of what happened. The decisions of this church shouldn't rest upon 10 people. It should rest upon every single member. Every single member. Anybody else before we dismiss? Anything at all? I agree 110%. It is a tough world out there. It is a tough world, and I'm sure I haven't even scratched the surface of it. I think I have, but maybe I haven't. Anybody else? Before we dismiss. If not, all standing will be dismissed. I hope everybody can stay for business conference. I'm sure there's a lot of business that needs to be taken care of, and your vote does matter. If there's nothing else, Brother Terry, if you would, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Two announcements, real quick. Revival meeting starts tonight at the Mission in Woodbury at New Beginning Missionary Baptist Mission at 7 o'clock. That's it. I said two, but only one. There's only one.
I know, there's only one.